USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Texas is putting an end to the DACA program. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling in favor of Texas and other Republican-led states Friday by not allowing the Biden administration to approve new applications. The ruling will not affect the 600,000 people already enrolled in the program. Lawmakers continuing to speak out about the most significant Cuban protests in decades in response to the ongoing crackdown by the island's communist government. Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar telling Fox News why it's so difficult to help the Cuban people by sending remittances to the country.
Some of that money gets to the families that are receiving it, but the Cuban government takes a very big chunk of that money.
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The White House continuing to look for ways to fight vaccine hesitancy.
The United States government is now in the business of fact-checking over at Facebook. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki at the lectern.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. We also created the COVID community core to get factual information into the hands of local messengers.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Inflation worries are putting a dent in consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's preliminary July readings on consumer sentiment fell to its lowest level in 5 months. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
After President Joe Biden reached an agreement with a bipartisan group of senators on an infrastructure plan, many Democrats criticized how the deal cut out many care economy measures like elder care and affordable housing. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doubling down on those criticisms, promising that progressives will tank the deal unless a separate bill full of care economy measures makes a cut as well. All this has former Chief of Staff for President Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, saying he's not sure if an infrastructure bill will get passed.
Well, here's the interesting thing. AOC and their progressive caucus has never stopped anything in Washington, D.C. They talk a lot, but they actually don't stop anything. I've been somebody, when I was a member of Congress, as you know, we used the leverage of a small caucus to make sure that we kept fiscal restraint and fiscal accountability there. I don't see it working the other way. I can tell you a lot of those negotiations happening just two blocks from where I am right now will fall apart, and they need to fall apart. We do not need additional federal spending. We don't need $3.5 trillion. We don't even need $1 trillion of the way that they're going to try to spend it, because it will not hit the economy. It's up in the big cities. So if you're a rural senator like Manchin and Sinema, that money actually won't get to the roads and infrastructure that we're talking about.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.